In this bulletin, the vaccine rollout set to dominate national cabinet today. The New South Wales Premier says people must work together if Australia is to return to any kind of normality. And in sport, Liverpool Football Club announces a new environmental initiative. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megaloconomos. The national plan to transition out of COVID-19 restrictions and the vaccine rollout are set to dominate discussions when the National Cabinet meets on Friday. Leaders will also hear more updates on virus modelling from the Doherty Institute, vaccine take-up levels, and the ongoing coronavirus situation in New South Wales. Almost 70% of Australians over 16 have received their first dose of the vaccine, and just under 45% of over 16s are fully vaccinated. Queensland will begin a series of complex clinical and administrative arrangements to prepare a voluntary assisted dying scheme after an historic vote in the state parliament. The passage of the bill was met with applause in the public gallery late on Thursday after a marathon debate taking much of the parliamentary week. The laws allow people suffering a disease, illness or medical condition that is advanced, progressive and terminal to access voluntary assisted dying. The New South Wales Premier has appealed for Australians from all states and territories to work together and find ways to coexist with coronavirus. In a wide-ranging interview with SBS News, Gladys Berejiklian says even when vaccination targets are met, people will continue to have to wear masks in some situations, to use QR codes, and to be careful around vulnerable people. She says people must work together if Australia is to return to any degree of normal activity.
We need to work together as Australians because we can't stop families within our own country from reuniting. We can't stop Australians from coming home. These are the realities. We have to have a compassionate approach, and we also have to accept that whether we like it or not, we need to live with the virus and we need to prepare ourselves for that.
The Victorian government is making vaccines mandatory for construction workers across the state after COVID-19 spread into Ballarat, forcing the regional city into lockdown. A further three cases were detected during the latest reporting period in Ballarat after two contacts of an infected construction worker tested positive. All Victorian construction site workers will now be required to show evidence to their employer that they've had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by midnight on the 23rd of September. Premier Daniel Andrews says the decision is backed by health advice and designed to keep the construction industry open at its 25% workforce cap.
There will be some limited medical exemptions and things of that nature, but that industry needs to take this seriously and go and get vaccinated, go and get your first dose if you haven't already, otherwise you will not be permitted to work. That is not a choice that anyone should make. They should in fact put their safety and the safety of the community first and go and get their first dose.
Around 13% of the 4,370 active cases across the state are linked to construction sites. Today is Australian Citizenship Day, the second one to be affected by the COVID pandemic. This year's celebration holds even greater significance as it marks the 20th anniversary of the Australian Citizenship Day. Coronavirus restrictions have seen the traditional citizenship ceremonies move online, but for those becoming Australian citizens, the importance is not lessened. Liverpool is one of the Sydney local government areas hardest hit by the restrictions, and Mayor Wendy Waller says the concept of citizenship is something many take for granted.
I've always found citizenship quite a moving event, and one of the privileged things you could do as a mayor. I've always seen it as a real honour, but also something you really look forward to. It's a real positive because it's something I don't think the general public see or enjoy, and it means so much to the people involved.
Overseas, and the head of the United Nations says the world is at a crisis point on climate action, and immediate and large-scale reductions in greenhouse gas emissions are needed to avoid serious climate consequences. Ahead of the annual United Nations General Assembly meeting next week, Antonio Guterres warned governments that climate change is occurring faster than predicted, and fossil fuel emissions have already returned to pre-pandemic levels. He says governments are far from meeting the goals of the 5-year-old Paris Agreement, which aimed to limit climate warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius.
What needs to happen is that we have to start acting during this decade already. So we cannot wait for several decades to act, otherwise we will lose the chance to reach to this Paris 1.5 to 2 degrees.
And to sport, Liverpool Football Club have announced a new environmental initiative to recycle used plastic bottles at home ground Anfield Stadium. With fans flocking back to stadiums to support their clubs, Liverpool says it hopes to improve its fans' environmental behaviours and attitudes towards sustainability and plastic pollution. A new commercial partnership will create a recycling model for the more than 500,000 plastic bottles used at Anfield each season. Liverpool star Thiago Alcantara says the Goals for Change program means a lot to the players and the Liverpool community.
So important that we players and the Liverpool Football Club, we can make the small changes to make the people conscious about that small changes can change the whole world. So we are able to be a loudspeaker for our community, so we are doing it.
And now for a look at today's weather. A shower or two in Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne and Hobart. Sunny in Canberra, Wollongong, Sydney, Newcastle and Brisbane. Partly cloudy in Cairns and warm in Darwin with a top of 34. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.